This Rocket podcast is brought to you by Hunt Law Office, located in downtown Marion on West Belleville Street across from the courthouse. Go Rockets!
We're with Coach Shannon Hodge, and we're going to discuss this coming basketball season. Coach Hodge, tell us a little bit about your roster.
Well, I tell you what, I've got more players in a practice uniform right now than I've had in a while, which is a nice feeling to have. But I have two seniors, Shelby Summers and Ashley Wheeler. Ashley's come out from playing soccer, played a little bit in middle school. She decided to come back out again. I have Ashton Binkley as the only junior. I've got a large sophomore class, Nala Woodward, Chandler Moss, Matea Long, Lily Hayes, Lily Perriman, Jalen Duncan, Casey Easley, Kate Keller, and newbie Allie Geary is coming out from soccer as well. Then we've got one freshman, Grace Driscoll. And then I have six kids that are middle school age that are coming up and playing with us. Taylor Guest, Natalie Boone, Addie Hatfield, Macy Hunt, and Riley Collier are 8th graders, and Riley Smith is a 7th grader.
Wow, that is a big roster.
Yeah.
Do you have enough uniforms?
You know, that's something I better look into, but I think we do.
Well, let's talk about some of these returning regulars, if you will, some of the people I'm very familiar with that have been around Lady Rocket basketball now for several years, and let's start with senior Shelby Summers. And tell us a little bit about her game and how it's matured.
You know, Shelby is number one. She's a great young lady. She's a wonderful student. She just is a great character. And, you know, somebody that I'm just happy that is part of Lady Rocket basketball. You know, I think she embodies what we strive to be. I think Shelby does. But she came off last year as a starter, and I felt like was a tremendous contributor on the boards. She, you know, is not afraid to bang underneath. She's got a nice 15-foot jumper. She gets to the basket very well, and she has polished those things that she does well since the end of last year. And she's worked her ball handling a little bit, and she's actually playing the three some. And so, you know, I always look to my seniors to be our leaders, to be our verbal leaders, to be our examples, to be the people who understand expectations and convey that to everyone else. And, you know, Shelby worked hard to do that. And I think you're going to see her being a consistent player, one that I feel like we've got to have in the scoring column and in the rebounding column. So, you know, she is somebody that I feel like we have to have on the floor to be a success for sure.
And your sophomore, Nala Woodward, it's hard to say Nala Woodward is a sophomore because she's been around for a long time.
Yeah, she's had on a varsity uniform for 3 years already as a 7th, 8th grader and a freshman. And, you know, Nala, I've said ever since I saw her play when she was very little, she's got some of the best hands of anybody that's come through here. She can post up, she can drive, she is really probably one of our best, if not our best, three-point shooter.
I'm right with you.
So, you know, this year we'll probably try to use her to do that a little bit more than we have in the past because, you know, last year we had Madison and Mario on the floor that would have been considered our three-point shooters. But, you know, Nala has great potential. You know, when she comes to play with energy and she's really going to have to focus defensively to keep her feet moving and, you know, position-wise, stay in the right spot. But, you know, she had a couple of games last year where she was close to 20 rebounds in a game. And so she is somebody that should pack the load on the boards for us. She should be a more consistent double-figure scorer for us and be someone that understands what's going on and is willing to open her mouth and be a leader as well. you know, but I, you know, it's just all about that energy level she plays with, and I think, you know, there's not a lot of limitations there, the things that she can do.
No, and I knew what you were going to say about a three-point shooter. The secret's out on her, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. We played a little bit this summer when we played. She'd hit one, and I'd look over at other coaches, and, you know, they'd kind of just shake their head a little bit and think it was a fluke.
Yeah.
She'd hit another one, and you know. But
you used to could sneak her out there, but now people are going to catch on pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Chandler Moss, of course, she's got a legacy to try to fulfill with her sister Cassidy, who's one of the greatest, if not the greatest player.
Oh,
certainly
yeah.
The biggest scorer we've ever had. But Chandler's quite a player herself.
She is. And you know what, Chandler, that energy level that Chandler plays with, too, sets a tone for us. I really think defensively Chandler is our spark. I can play her anywhere on the floor defensively. She really has great mobility. She has good hands. She's as stout as an ox. And, you know, she's going to be the person that would probably be who I would consider starting the year as our defensive stopper. I don't know how much you remember about the district tournament last year, but her defensive game in the district tournament was key to our victories. And Chandler has also worked on her offensive game. She is gaining some confidence, I think. She shot the ball from the outside. She's being a lot more willing to put it on the floor and go to the rim, and we have to have her do both those things to be successful. And, you know, right now, she's being forced in practice to have to play the one some when we don't have our eighth graders there, which is about half the time, which is going to be a good thing for her, too, because last year she didn't play the one any. So it's only going to help her ball handling skills and her, you know, just her knowledge of her understanding of what we want to get accomplished. So I'm expecting big things out of Chandler.
Matea Long, she's another one that, gosh, she's a competitor and goes to war, and you talk about strong.
She is. You know, if everybody played as hard as Matea plays all the time, we would definitely be in business. She is somebody who I never have to give her that, you know, evil eye or whatever you want to say from a coaching perspective to get her going, because she plays hard all the time. And, you know, she's a great rebounder. And she, from a position perspective, defensively in the post, you know, could be one of the best that we have. And she's working on her offensive game too. If she can just battle on the boards and hold her own in there defensively, and you know, be ready to get some offensive putbacks and some, you know, run the floor. She does that well too. Get some buckets out in transition. She'll be a good contributor for us as well.
And I know you're really high on eighth grader Taylor Guest, who came on late last season and really was a contributor in postseason last year. She's going to be a special player.
She is, and you know, you go back to last year's district tournament. I think she came in the Livingston game, went 8 for 8 or 10 for 10. I can't remember which it was, at the free throw line in the fourth quarter at a critical time in the game, and that kind of just characterizes her persona out there on the floor. She's pretty cool character out there, and you know, I think she has a pretty good basketball IQ. You know, it doesn't bother her to have defensive pressure all up the floor. It doesn't bother her to see a trap coming. She handles herself very well in that. You know, over the summer, I played her at the point and maybe took her off the point about 5 total minutes all summer long at the varsity level, and you know, she's you know, maybe you'd say kind of getting thrown to the fire, but I think she is very capable of handling it. Of course, she's going to make some young errors, but, you know, she's got my assistant coach, Briston Prowl, right there in her ear all the time. He's one of the best fifth district point guards ever, and she is talking to her all the time. And you know, Taylor's just got the ability to score from anywhere on the floor. We're going to have to work at her angles and things like that defensively a little bit, but she'll get that. She's very coachable and listens well, and you know, as an eighth grader, it's going to have to be somebody that we look at to be a leader because she's going to have the ball in her hands.
Yeah. Lily Hayes and Lily Perriman are some, I know, sophomores you're going to look for to add depth. And Jalen Duncan, let's talk a little bit about those three girls.
Lily Hayes has really been playing hard in practice of late. She really wants to improve her game. She's constantly asking me about things that she could do to get better, constantly want me to watch her shoot, and, you know, is playing really hard defensively right now. And, you know, I think she is going to have a role on this team to be someone who comes in and we don't lose anything defensively. And she, if she continues to work offensively like she has in the off season, you know, she'll be out there on the floor at some critical times for us too. Her attitude's been really good this year, and you know, just really wanting to be someone who's successful. So from a coaching perspective, you always like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Lily Perriman. Lily has worked and worked and worked all during the offseason. Back in the spring and during the fall, she shot the ball. Her shot's looking better. You know, she's from 15 feet, I think one of the most consistent shooters that we have. She's looking to improve her ability to get to the rim. She's improved defensively as well. You know, she's a pretty strong kid and someone who I would expect to be able to go in and battle and hold her own and you know, get a bucket here and there for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Duncan. Jalen played for us some last year. She has tremendous length, and, you know, I'm always on Jalen to use her strength, which is her length, to be able to go out and create some havoc on the floor defensively. You know, she has an uncanny ability to kind of be around the ball all the time. The ball finds her, you know, and she's not afraid to mix it up. She's working hard on her post moves. She's another person that will ask me questions, and you know, I can really tell she wants to do well and wants to be out there, and has a real competitive nature about her as well.
Mm-hmm. Some other players I know, these younger girls you're going to be looking to as well. Freshman Grace Driscoll and eighth grader Natalie Boone. I know you're expecting some really good things out of those girls.
I am. Grace, I call her the Energizer Bunny when she's in practice. She is someone who is just all over the place and has the length that Jalen Duncan has. Or maybe even a little bit more, honestly. And she will run the floor like crazy. She, you know, is not afraid to take the ball to the basket. She rebounds well. Another one that the ball just kind of finds because she's always moving, just always moving. And she's another one that's constantly wanting to get better and asking me about things. And you know, from the way she plays in practice, will deserve a chance to get on the floor and see what she can do a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Boone, you mentioned Natalie. Natalie played a lot of varsity minutes in the summer and is probably one of our better outside shooters. She's improved on her ball handling skills. When I took Taylor out for that 5 minutes in the summer, Natalie too played the point for us. But she is going to have to play tough and play strong, which is going to have to be a mental focus for her. But she has come out and really played hard and just seems to have a basketball IQ about her as well, and an understanding about spacing, and she tries to direct traffic and stuff when she's out there offensively. So I expect her to be somebody that will get minutes as well.
So many times basketball teams, when your first look at them, you want to know who the point guard is, and the two point guards you've mentioned are middle schoolers. So what does that mean? What kind of identity will this team have?
Well, I think we're going to be searching for that at the beginning, and especially it's going to be a little bit more difficult because, like I said, we don't, you know, I would never take those middle school kids away from their middle school teams or middle school season. I want them to play that and to do well there. And so we have them a day or two a week. And so with them playing that position or on the perimeter, Natalie and Taylor, it's going to maybe keep us from really having all the things we want to have in our offensive package when the beginning of the year comes around. But, you know, I'm not real concerned about that. I think we should be a team that that will grow and develop. And I think the girls are going to have to prove some things to themselves out there on the floor as we get started. You know, I have the utmost confidence in them. But I think they're going to have to play and you know, have some success themselves to really understand what we're capable of. And like I said, there's not a person on our team that I think is maxed out as far as ability level goes. So, you know, my hope is constant improvement throughout the year.
It sounds like this team is really going to hinge on its defense.
Well, you know me, I'm a defensive-minded coach, so I don't care what five people you give me, I'm going to tell them that defense is going to be the key for us, and I really think it will, because I think that, you know, especially early, you know, we can't be a team that just relies on a half-court offense. While I think we have people who are plenty capable of scoring the ball in a half-court offense, I really hope that we will get an understanding from the very beginning that defense is of the utmost importance, and if we can put some pressure on people and prevent easy baskets and use our defense to create some easy offense for us, I think that as a young team, especially early on, we will have a little bit more confidence than in the half court. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to have a defensive mindset that's going to ignite us offensively.
Well, you mentioned losing two very good offensive players, Madison Champion and Mari Collins. Where do those points come from losing them? I think Madison, of course, was an all-region player and mm-hmm. averaged somewhere in the high
in
double
the high
digits.
Teams, yeah.
Yeah, close to 20 there for a while.
Yeah, and Mari averaged in the double digits
yeah.
as well. And, well, you know, I think Shelby, you know, Shelby's got to pick up. And Nala and Chandler obviously have to pick up. Their offensive production last year was rather inconsistent. So I think we have to get consistency out of those three. You know, and there's no reason why we shouldn't think that those three can't get to double digits and one or two of them a game get up around the 15-point mark.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's very doable. And then I think, you know, a lot of our scoring is probably, you know, Taylor scored a lot of points for us this summer. It seemed like whenever we just needed a basket, needed somebody to get to the rim or do something, make something happen, you know, she did a lot. So, you know, I'm expecting Taylor to be somebody who can produce points for us. And then, you know, the people that I've mentioned, plus a few of the others maybe that we haven't talked about specifically, you know, I don't think there's anybody that we put on the floor that can't contribute a little bit in the offensive category. And if we'll focus hard on getting to the offensive boards, if we'll get out and run in transition, then anybody's capable of picking up, you know, 4 or 6 points here or there. So we're just going to kind of have to see when the going gets tough and we strap it up out there, who out of this 10, 12, 13 people that we'll probably have on a varsity uniform will go and perform. And it could be different people different nights, and I think we're going to have a luxury this year maybe that we haven't the last couple of years of being able to put more people on the floor that we feel like are belonging there, you know.
You open your season November 26th against Fort Campbell. That's a pretty good non-district game to crank up with, but then we get right into the district schedule pretty quick.
Well, we do. And, you know, with Fort Campbell, you never know what Fort Campbell's going to have. They may have a totally different team than they had last year. I don't have any idea, you know, but that's a big, long road trip to start out with. But, you know, getting away, like you say, getting out of the district and getting the game under our belt before the weekend gets here and hopefully get some good experience in. And then we do go right into the district. And, you know, as far as our district goes, you know, it's, I feel like it'll be a war every night out. You know, I don't know that you'd say that anybody has the just total upper hand on anyone else. I think that, you know, everybody in the district has some returning starters, even though we lost two all district players. You know, so Trigg lost their big girls and all district players. Lyon County lost a couple of kids that were all district players. Livingston lost two. So you know, I guess we're all going to have to just kind of throw the ball up and kind of see where it goes. Of course, you know, I feel like we have just as good a chance of anyone winning those district games, and you know, it'll all just depend on our improvement throughout the year.
All right, Coach Hodge, well, we appreciate this opportunity to take a look at this upcoming season, and we will be excited to get out to Rocket Arena this year and see what the Lady Rockets have in store for the fans.
Appreciate that. Don't forget that next weekend is Meet the Rockets. We have scrimmages on the 17th at home in the early part of the day, and then that night is our annual boy-girl Meet the Rockets night where we have our big dessert auction and all that. So we welcome the public to come out to that on the 17th. We'll start up around 6 o'clock.
So. All right, Coach Hodge. Good luck this season.
Thank you.